This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and the US are close friends and natural partners. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that he is confident that the trade negotiations between the two nations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of India-US partnership. Mr. Modi was responding to a post on Truth social media platform by the US President Donald Trump. US President Donald Trump has said that the United States and India will continue negotiations to address trade barriers between the two countries. In a post on his social media platform Truth Social, Trump said he is looking forward to speaking with my very good friend Prime Minister Modi in the upcoming weeks. Prime Minister Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said violence in Nepal is heartrending. Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel in Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. The government has also issued helpline numbers +977 980 860 2881 and +977 981 032 6134 of the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu. Vice President-elect C.P. Radhakrishnan has described his election to the second highest constitutional post as a victory of the nationalistic ideology and vowed to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. He won the vice presidential election by a margin of 152 votes yesterday. Mr. Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, while his opponent B. Sudarshan Reddy got 300 votes. In his first public remarks after the victory, the vice president-elect, Mr. Radhakrishnan, said the opposition alliance had said that this election was an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern, we understand that the nationalistic ideology has emerged victorious.
Every post is important, but every post has its own limitations. We have to understand that and we have to work within that framework. It is the other side camp said it is an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern we understand the nationalistic ideology has overwhelmingly victorious.
Mr. Radhakrishnan said it is a victory for every Indian and everyone has to work together if we have to make India a developed nation by 2047. India's expressed concern called for restraint and diplomacy following the Israeli strikes in Doha. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said New Delhi is deeply concerned about the developments and their impact on the security situation in the region. It added that India strongly urges restraint and diplomacy to ensure that peace and security in the region are not endangered. The J&K Board of School Education, JKBOSE, announced the postponement of 10th and 11th class exams scheduled for today across J&K and Ladakh due to law and order disturbances in Dora district and restrictions on public movement and transport. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the Director of Academics, J.K. Bose, announced the decision, emphasizing the priority of student safety. New exam dates will be announced soon. Students and parents are advised to stay informed through official channels as authorities continue to monitor the situation closely. Afghanistan handed a massive 94-run defeat to Hong Kong in the opening match of the Asia Cup at Abu Dhabi in UAE last night. Opting to bat first, Pakistan posted 188 for 6 in the allotted 20 overs. Today, Team India is set to begin its campaign against host UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.